Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. The City of Lansing has concluded a random compliance audit by the Internal Revenue Service. The result of that, the payment of assessments and penalties of $148,618. I'd like to bring in City Finance Director Jerry Ambrose. Hello, Jerry.
Hi, Jack. Hey, how are you tonight?
Just fine. Glad to have this over?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, tell us how this came about.
Well, I think we were subject to a random compliance audit. And, you know, honestly, I don't have a clue how the IRS chooses who gets to enjoy those and who doesn't.
You don't know who the lucky ones are.
No, we were just lucky ones.
Tap you on the shoulder. All right. So were you surprised as you started to go through this and say, hey, maybe there's a little bit more here than we thought?
Well, you know, we wish we were perfect, and I guess this shows we're not quite. We did spend a lot of time with them. We were very concerned about, you know, for example, their conclusion that this food and clothing allowance was indeed taxable income. We didn't believe that. In fact, you know, administration's way back to when that provision was first negotiated, never thought it was taxable. So we were surprised by that, but we spent a lot of time with them, and I guess they win.
They always do. There was no evidence, any indication here that there was an attempt to conceal or deceive. And when you look at the overall budget, I think we're talking about $200 million. Is that right?
That's correct.
And 1,000 employees. That's not to say that mistakes can't be made.
That's
how much
correct.
Time did you spend on this kind of audit?
Well, that's a good question. The IRS folks were in here periodically since September 2009. They'd come in for maybe a day or a couple of days every month or so. And then they would, you know, take whatever records they wanted, and they'd go look at them and come back. And we had some staff time involved in it. And again, particularly when they would say, you know, well, what about this? What about that? And of course, we'd have to find the records, and then we'd have to talk with them and tell them why we, you know, perhaps didn't think they were right.
If you tack those hours onto the $148,618, are we over $150,000 total?
Oh, yeah, we probably are. There's no question there's been staff time, assigned to this, but that's part of the cost of doing business.
Jerry, at what point in this process did you say, think that maybe something was missed?
Well, I think that you have a process, and compliments to the IRS. They listened to us. They'd come in. They'd go over their findings. They would listen to us. There were some things, you know, and I don't remember what they were, but initially that they said, well, you know, we got a question about this, and we'd say, no, we don't agree with you, and so we worked a lot of those things out, and then as it came down to it, it came down to the point where the IRS said, well, these are our findings, and then they are what they are. And I think at that point we had done enough due diligence on our part that we understand what they said and we accepted them.
If you don't like a call in baseball, even if it later turns out that it was a blown call, you can argue with the umpire, but very seldom are you going to get the ump to change his mind. Is that kind of like the IRS?
I think that's pretty correct, although, you know, perhaps they were even a little bit more understanding than some of the umpires I've seen.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute, because I think there is an image of the IRS as being completely unreasonable, prosecutorial. They aren't listening. I've seen them described as terrorists by some people. You didn't have that experience.
No.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about the specific findings. There were 12 temporary employees being exempt for purposes of Medicare and Social Security taxation. Is that right?
Right. That's in long and short of it, that's like a data entry error that someone didn't catch that said, oh, we marked the box that said exempt those folks from Medicare and Social Security.
You mentioned the firefighters and the food and clothing allowances. taxable income.
Right.
That's something that's been going on for a while, right?
Absolutely. That was negotiated many, many years ago, and we've never treated it as taxable income.
All right. What about this L Hope residency incentive?
Well, that was a blip. We have been, since the program's inception, treating it properly for taxation purposes. But in 2008, we went through a payroll system conversion, and it created the situation where those taxes weren't withheld for that 1 year, and that's what it was.
And not issuing IRS Form 1099 miscellaneous?
Yeah, well, it's a bit of a complicated issue to decide what vendors get 1099s, which ones don't. We obviously missed some, and we're going to put into place some new procedures. We got some new folks around now, and we're going to be increasing the training, make sure that we're spending special time on that, because we don't want this situation to occur.
How involved was Lansing Mayor Virge Bernero in this process? I know that you communicate with him on a regular basis.
Absolutely. The mayor is well aware that the IRS was in here. He's well aware of the findings.
Would you expect that this would come up on the campaign trail?
Anything, I guess, is fair game on a campaign trail. Certainly from our perspective, we view this as a normal business activity. We happen to be the lucky ones that had the IRS come in. We've worked with them. We've come to a resolution that we think is fair and equitable. We've made the corrections that we need to, paid what we need to, and business goes on.
I've spent a lot of time with the NCAA and some of their officials, and it isn't always major violations or scandals, but there are a lot of what they consider to be secondary violations, and they want the situation rectified, and then they let you know that they don't expect this to happen again. Is it a little bit like that now that these situations are clear? They wouldn't expect to be back in Lansing?
I don't think they would expect to be back. I suppose I wouldn't be surprised that they might want to query us in the future, particularly to make sure that we are issuing the 1099s appropriately. The other things are pretty well, once they're fixed, they're fixed.
Jared, get a good night's sleep.
Okay, Jack, appreciate it very much.
Lansing City Finance Director Jerry Ambrose, our guest, explaining this IRS audit resulted in the payment of assessments and penalties of $148,618, and there's some associated staff time with that, but situation is cleared up, and with a $200 million budget, this was, I guess you would consider to be a relatively small matter. We will be back in just a moment. We're going to talk with Denise Peake, Executive Director of the Entrepreneur Institute, talking about assessing your business and how to make the most of your business with that kind of self-evaluation. We'll be right back with that and much more. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.